Hi everyone, this is Muela, coming back at you on my podcast, Dreams and Nightmares. You know, lately I have been reading so many articles about immigration and people who are, you know, being forced back to these places that they know absolutely nothing about, but they've settled here in America. They call this their home, and now they're at jeopardy of being alienated and, you know, losing everything. And this is probably the worst time to admit this just because of the climate that we're in, but I felt a feeling that I had never felt before. I won't say I've never felt before. It's a feeling I felt when I was a kid, and it was that feeling of us moving here to America as immigrants to resettle and, you know, start this life here, you know, chasing the American dream, which is this unthinkable thing that's so big that you just want to go for it. You don't know how you're going to make it, but you know you're going to make it because everyone who comes here makes it because of that dream. And lately, once again, because there's so much of this, like, people being, you know, sent back and deported and sent back to these countries that they had once left, have no idea of. And, you know, this is what's happening to them. They're, like, literally living a nightmare. They went from chasing their dreams, which is, you know, the reason why they come here, the reason why we came here, to now being cast into this nightmare where they're being sent back. And I just thought to myself, like, wow, what if I was put in a situation like that, that jeopardized everything that I've come to build here in this dream of mine, and one day, in any moment, someone can just strip it away because I wasn't born here, but I am here. I live here. Like, this is my home. Which then makes me think of those people who are in the exact thing I just described. And I don't know. It's scary. It's such a scary thought and feeling. And it's not something that's even, like, a hypothetical. This stuff is happening right now. And, so that's what I was thinking about. Like, just those thoughts had really been crossing my mind. And I don't know what me sharing this story will do or what difference it'll make, but I share the story because they're real people. They're real people that have given up everything. They've given up the place that they were born. Some have left family. Some have, like, fled because they had no other way to survive. And they fled here because they thought here could be that place that they could live a dream. And I stand for that dream. Like, I stand for that dream. I believe I am that dream. And I think that also it is important for other people that are here with the same intent to make this world a better place. Like, I hope all those people will voice not hatred, not anger, but they'll voice love, and they'll voice a hopeful message. Because at the end of the day, positive, doing good things, like, that's going to make a difference. Like, being angry towards each other, fighting towards each other, trying to, you know, destroy each other, that's going to lead to nowhere but destruction. And I stand by my words that I think we're going to be okay if we just keep going for it and fighting for love, peace, and justice. Well, that has been my podcast for today. I thank you so much for the people that are joining in and coming along with me on this journey of dreams and nightmares. And let's keep dreaming. And let's wake up other people from their nightmares so that they can live this dream with us too. With that said, sleep well. Be well.